was a Hindu, the population were the Mohammedans. In Hyderabad, the ruler was a Mohammedan and the population was Hindu. And now this Pakistan is, they say, now that is a Mohammedan ruler, who shall occupy that? And Kashmir, Hindu ruler, the Hindustan, they said, who shall occupy them? Let's see how they created fighting. So, the Kashmir ruler, the Dr. Karan Singh's father, he, according to the British direction was that you can join any party. It is at your liberty, we don't interfere. He immediately surrendered to the Hindustan. And the Pakistanis attacked Kashmir. It is in Mohammedan country. We shall take it. So the ruler, he surrendered. So it was perfectly in order because the British gave selection. So when there was fighting going on, the Mountbatten, Lord Mountbatten, is still living. Some or other he induced Jawaharlal to put the matter in the United Nations. But still it is not settled. You see? But his duty was, no, why shall I go to United Nations? The arrangement was that the ruler can select. He has selected already. Why shall I go to him? In so many ways, the things are implicated. I am talking on the platform of politicians. So all these, I am to say, Indian politicians, they are defeated by British politicians. That's fair. And actually, British politicians, they are very trained up.
Please excuse me, I'll see you tomorrow day afternoon.
Don't manufacture duty. No. Duty is already there. Take it up and be here.
Okay.
That's all. We are doing that. I will say, here is duty. We may be not very much learned, but we take the simple thing, therefore. Our duty is to carry out the order of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirm it. My Guru Maharaj confirmed it. We are safe, sir. Why should we be unnecessarily very learned man? There is a Bengali proverb, Oti chalaker golai dari. If one is too much intelligent, he should be hanged. Over intelligent. Krishna may give me the good intelligence that whatever I have been able to do or what I am going to, let me be fixed up in my faith in Krishna, that's all. I don't want any. Why shall I create my duty? Duty is already there. My Guru Maharaj used to say that in the world there is no problem, no scarcity. The only problem is that people are not Krishna conscious. That is the problem. But actually that is the fact. So our policy is that let people become Krishna conscious, all problems come. That is our Chaitanya Charitamrita said, Jejana Krishna Bhaje Sevara Chate. Anyone who is Krishna conscious, he is first class intelligent. Krishna ke bhaje seva rachatu. Where is this word? In the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anyone who is Krishna conscious, he is very intelligent. May not be. Krishna ke bhaje seva rachatu. So, we are taking this slogan. We are requesting that you become Krishna conscious. You shall be the most intelligent. So where is my difficult?
Where is
my difficult? I am not difficult. I am preaching Krishna consciousness, so I am not difficult. I have got so many directions from my predecessors.
Yeah. You've defeated every Western philosopher without any trouble.
So actually, if we follow Mahajana Jaina Gatasya Pantha, authorized persons, there is no difficulty. There is no difficulty. The difficulty is that we are misled by unauthorized persons. There is difficulty.
Your Grace, when I leave here tonight, may I consider myself a disciple of yours?
Yes, you are a good boy. I shall accept you. Take this prasad.
Okay. Thank you.
So before going, we can have a ceremony?
Mm-hmm. He's a nice boy.
Yes. We'll be going either Wednesday or Thursday, I'm not sure yet. We're waiting for the tickets from Paris. Then we'll come back.
Well, we'll come back after a week or so. You also consider, I have explained my philosophy, our philosophy.
Yes.
You are an intelligent boy.
I shall be at the Commonwealth Center tomorrow night, of course. And may I leave, will you contact me?
Sure.
You will.
Dhananjaya is the president of the temple, local president, so he will be constantly in touch with you.
Our method is simple, our philosophy is simple. But if somebody brings intricate philosophy, we can't answer.
Prabhupada just finished a book.
We are not so simple that others will be fooled. We are not so simple.
From Socrates up to Heidegger, Heisenberg, up to the latest philosopher, he's defeated them systematically, one by one. 10 months he worked on every argument, possible argument.
No, we faced big doctors, scientists. There was one Dr. Stahl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even Sanskrit scholars.
Sanskrit scholar.
Members of the Mensa Society.
They have no authority, no previous authority.
No standard.
Mental authority. Speculators.
Another philosopher is coming on the 19th.
Yes. That will be very interesting. Yes, I forgot his name, but he's a leader of the Spiritualist Church in England. I don't know his name. The right on him.
What is he coming here for?
Just to engage in a kind of a debate, actually, just an exchange of views, dialogue. The last session we had was with a geneticist in Los Angeles, a world-known genetics. He's trying to find out how to create life out of chemicals.
Let us capture Krishna's lotus feet, that's all. He will give us protection. Yes. Krishna knows how to kill demons. A horse demon, he controls him by pushing his hand on the mouth.
Yeah, a horse can be controlled by his mouth.
Only mouth, that's all. Very. He simply pushed his hand. And when he pushed his hand, by his power, the horse began to feel the hand as hot iron. You see? And Krishna is all powerful, he can do that. Huh? Otherwise there is no meaning of his being all powerful. We accept Krishna as God, not by his activities. He is not ordinary. He had to meet so many dangers before he was accepted God. From child, when he was baby, 3 years, three months old, he had to struggle. He had to establish his position as God. Those who are claiming, I am God, let this rascal establish his position that he is God. Then we accept God. You find out that picture, Krishna, are you controlling the horse? Kesi?
Near the back.
It is in the first part.
Krishna is so merciful that he puts himself into so many difficult situations.
And his friends are saying how Krishna is doing. Small friends. And they will come home and they will say to them, "Oh, Father, Krishna did like this. Oh yeah, Krishna is so wonderful." Oh, that's all. Maybe some demigod Krishna. They did not know Krishna is God. They love simply Krishna. That's all. Neither they care whether Krishna is God or demigod, but he is our beloved. That's all. So simply if we develop our love for Krishna, then everything is complete. That's all. Simply we have to learn how to love Krishna. That is perfection. Otherwise it is not possible to understand Krishna. What is Krishna? Krishna does not know himself what he is.
And we learn to love Krishna by that is chanting perfect. The mantra,
huh?
The Hare Krishna mantra.
Yes.
And following the regulative practice.
Yes, that's right. Simple. And there is dormant love for Krishna. Simply we have to clear. That's all. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. Krishna's love is there, eternal. Otherwise, how these European, American boys loving Krishna?